Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it is World Wide Web, Wednesday, October 6th, 2021. Steve Cypress here, and today's topic to make money on the internet is CTV, connected TV. If you're not up on it, or if you're not using it, where you been? CTV is red hot. So what is it, connected TV? Well, it's just what it sounds like. It's TVs that are connected to the internet, not just TVs, any device at all that is connected to the internet, where people can stream video, TV, movies. So think about Netflix and Hulu and Xbox and PlayStation and Amazon Prime and HBO Now and whatever it is. Think about it. There are more internet-connected streaming devices in the world than there are people. There's almost a billion of these devices in the U.S. We don't have anywhere near a billion people here. It's estimated there's about 25 billion internet-connected devices in the world, and obviously growing at phenomenal rates. So if you've ever done any TV advertising and you're still thinking of doing old school or what is known as linear TV advertising, you still can, of course. You can make money with any type of advertising, but you really ought to look into connected TV, CTV. The advantages over, regular, good old-fashioned, old-school linear TV are tremendous. I mean, for one, there's what's called geofencing. If you're not familiar with that, I'll probably talk about it in a future Worldwide Wednesday video. That's where you can target an extremely small geographic area. So, for instance, if you had a restaurant that's near a sports stadium, you can run an ad just to people that are in that stadium as the game is ending them, inviting them to come over for some special deal at your restaurant. If they just show that they were at the game, their ticket stub or whatever. Like, if you have a car dealership, usually they're all in a row down the block. Well, if somebody's looking in a car dealership down the block, you can run ads to those people with your special offer for a better deal at your place right down the block. And you can run it just to people that are at the car dealerships right down the street from you, and on and on and on. So geofencing can be done thanks to CTV. Also, the metrics are phenomenal compared to waiting for your results of your linear old school television advertising to see how it did. You get to see real-time results of how many people are watching, what percentage of the video are they watching. Your ad is either going to come up at the beginning, at the end, or somewhere in the middle of the video. And studies have shown, check this out, more people are watching the ads on streaming services than they are on regular TV. There's so many devices on regular TV where people record the show and then they fast forward and click right through the commercials. Well, they can't, and they don't do that on streaming TV. They cannot click right through it. They have to watch the ad or do something else while the ad plays, but at least the ad gets to play. And so also people are paying money for these services where regular TV or cable TV, they don't see it as, hey, I'm paying a subscription for this thing, like the choice that they make to be watching HBO Now or to be watching Netflix or a pay-per-view or to be paying for to play on Xbox. People, it's known as premium advertising. People are actually paying more attention to their streaming devices. In fact, studies show that, maybe you do this, that while people are even, if they're watching regular TV, they are on their device to look things up while the TV show or the sporting event is going on. I remember taking a client to a baseball game a couple of years ago, and right at the game when players came up and he was like, oh, who's this guy? He would take out his phone and look up everything about the guy. Did you know this guy played for here and there and he went to high school, this and that? And I'm like, that's how people, maybe you do it. That's how people watch TV. Either they're just surfing through their Facebook or whatever, or they're looking things up. Hey, who's this actor? What have I seen him in before? Or, wow, I saw a commercial for a movie I want to see. I wonder when that's coming or where it's coming or when that TV show's going to be on or where that movie's playing or is it on Netflix or Hulu or Amazon or HBO, where can I find? And people are using their connected devices. So your ads are running while people are actively watching content. Another huge thing to consider is if your audience is at all a younger audience, because there are many what they call cord cutters who no longer pay for cable TV or have regular TV in the house. And then there are the never quarters or whatever they call them that have never, the real young folks have never had a cable TV. They don't even think about it. I mean, studies show that people aged 18 to 24, I remember seeing a study, they spent an average of 25 minutes watching traditional TV. But millennials and Gen Z or whatever it is, the younger folks, are spending an average of 7 hours a day streaming video on their devices. You decide, 7 hours or 25 minutes of attention, which would you rather be capturing? So, and on and on and on and on. There are just so many reasons. I mean, as I was talking about the real-time metrics to see how your ads are doing, you can also change the ads on the fly. You can change the target audience on the fly. The targeting you can do with CTV is unbelievable. You can change to you show a different ad, show a different offer, show a different target market right on the spot. You don't have to call somebody up like a TV advertising. You got to wait for the results and call up and, you know, pick what show you want to be on at what time and what. Man, streaming devices, you can do so much better targeting with. So there's all kinds of ads you can place, including direct response ads, where you can have a special and click here. And if they're on a phone watching, they can actually click right through to your website, make a purchase. Or they can click onto whatever site you're selling stuff through, Amazon or Etsy or anything else. So if you haven't yet gotten on the bandwagon, you really ought to get on CTV, Connected TV. If you want some help with it, or to be pointed in the right direction of a good agency to go with, as always, you can hit me up at helpfromsteve.com and get on my calendar and I'll help you out with this. But you really want to be on this bandwagon of CTV, where local small businesses in the past, almost prohibitive cost to advertise on linear, regular, good old TV. But with streaming devices, with connected TV, CTV, extremely cost-effective and extremely effective. Two things you definitely want, I would think, when you do your advertising. And that'll do it for World Wide Web Wednesday, October 6th, 2021. Thanks for being here today. As the sun sets in the west behind me, just a sliver of it left, I'll be back again tomorrow on Throwback Thursday. I will catch you then. Over and out. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.